Good morning. This is Mark Steiner, and today is April the 28th. Today we come back with Nina Simone and Oh Baltimore. Our theme for today is Nina Simone's Oh Baltimore. And today's day in history remembers in some ways the people who have had stood up for their rights and stood up against oppression that happened on this day in history. On this day in 1789, the famed Mutiny on the Bounty took place, where the crew of the Bounty took the commander of that ship, Lieutenant William Bligh, and 18 sailors loyal to him, and set them adrift in the ocean. Bligh had tortured and whipped his men into submission to create order. They erupted and overthrew him, and the crew set sail for a place called Pitcairn Island, where their descendants live to this day. In 1953, days after the American government overthrew the legally elected government of Mossadegh in Iran, the United States, through the CIA, put the Shah over Iran to rule it, creating a brutal authoritarian regime that led directly to the world we have today with Iran. And today, many people in unions call this Workers' Memorial Day, to honor the hundreds of thousands of working people killed and injured on jobs in this country all the time and over the years. In 1970, on this day, Congress passed a bill that created OSHA, the Office of Safety and Health Administration, in the government to ensure workers' rights and workers are healthy on the job. That took place in 1970. And we want to honor two women today who we want to remember on this day, both of whom wrote books that affected the heart of this country. In 1926, Harper Lee was born. She gave us one of America's most beloved novels, To Kill a Mockingbird, for which she won the Pulitzer Prize and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and was part of opening white America's eyes to segregation and racism. And today we lost Ann Petrie, who passed away in 1997. She was the first African-American writer to have a book that sold over 1 million copies. 1.5 million copies were sold of her book called The Street, which started out being a serial in the Crisis magazine, the NAACP magazine. It was then translated into French, Spanish, Portuguese, and other languages. And her first book was called Marie of the Cabin Club, that she published in 1939, and which was a sociological study of young people in the inner cities. And having read that book, it says a lot about where we are today, how far we've come, and how far we have not come. And that is our story for this day in history. If you want to see the rest of this day in history, go to steinershow.org for resources. We'll be right back.